Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Speaking of G-Bag of the Year, let's go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander is standing by.
Here we go.
All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke.
How's it, Helmut?
Fire up this funk. It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Two balls, two strikes. Spores, kicks, and fires.
He struck him out looking. It's over. It's over. The Rangers have won the World Series. Ranger fans, you're not dreaming. The Rangers are the World Series champions. After 52 years in Texas, 63 years of the franchise, the wait is over, and the celebration has begun.
Yes, I went it for last year. This is LA Live for Friday, January 17th, 2025. It is a G-Bag of the Year for 2024. Vibes here in LA Live. Yes, sir. Yeah, people, we made it. Another hell of a week of 2025 in the books. My God, it's going fast, and there's a whole lot happening.
Yeah.
Now, let's enjoy the holiday weekend safely. Y'all know how it goes. Avoid the law dogs this weekend because the judge will not see you until Monday, fam.
Tuesday.
Until Tuesday, excuse me.
It's a holiday, right?
I got that written down, Tuesday, right here.
There we go. I'm sorry.
I totally skipped that. But no, keep me on my toes, brothers. I appreciate that from you, brother.
Sorry, sir.
Mind you, don't apologize for correcting it. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I'm telling you what, man, I'm emotions. My emotions that get you, dog.
Yep.
I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. Keep your hands on 10 and 2. Watch your 6. In other words, don't crash out, gangster. You're more valuable than you think. One second. All right. Boy, I love Rick James, bro. They had some Rick James videos on just a little while ago, and I told Carter, look at him. Just look at him. That's aura right there. That's aura.
Yeah, just look at him.
That's aura. All right. Up first for G-Bag of the Year 2024, we got a whole lot of nominees in the house tonight. A whole lot of nominees. We're looking at 16 nominees, folks. We are cooking. Up first was an honorary for Mr. Brian Broaddus. You had a Stephen Jones rant. 2-minute rant right here.
Oh. Wow. This is Stephen Jones's team right now. And if Jerry's number one fault is handing it off to somebody that's ultra conservative that way, then go ahead and blame him. But right now I think the blame's going the wrong direction here myself.
So it needs to be Stephen. Stephen needs to be in the blame.
I think when you start to talk about when they don't want to change. They
both
don't want Bill Belichick walking in here or Jim Harbaugh walking in here and saying, we need to do this differently personnel-wise. I don't like the way we're doing this personnel-wise. You know, I don't like this. I don't. They don't want that. They don't want that. It's easy for them now. Mike's not going to get in their way about personnel. Mike's not going to get in their way and say, oh, well, you know, like I want him to go in there and say, hey, we need to do something different here. He's not. He's not going to do it different. It's totally comfortable for the way that these guys operate now.
It is.
They don't have anybody questioning their personnel moves. They get to draft. They get to sign players, their own players. They don't do things that the guy in Philadelphia does or people who are fighting for their jobs. That's what this football team is.
Yeah.
They've handed it off from a guy who used to do crazy-ass things, and I was part of the crazy-ass things he did.
Heck yeah, you were.
You know, and it, you know what?
You the were crazy-ass, a bad mofo.
I almost said S word there. The crazy-ass stuff will get you fired, you know? But he handed it off, and that's where we are now. That's where we are with this football team. They don't want to change because it's they could operate in the way that they're comfortable operating. You know, that's the whole, that's the problem. And it ain't Jerry. Jerry's just stepping back. He's 81 years old, but he still has all the titles and stuff. But he ain't in there rolling up his sleeves doing the nuts and bolts stuff. It's Stephen Jones doing this stuff.
A great rant, Brian. Typical Brian, always taking up for Jerry. It's Steven. It's not Chair Bear.
Guilty as
not my chair.
Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged.
Wild stuff. All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. February 5th, 2024. Mr. Eric Chiafalo asked Baldy about his drunkest teammate.
Oh, great question.
This was fantastic.
From your playing days, who do you have the most beer drinking respect for from like a teammate?
Gosh, that's good. Steve Giassi back in the day was pretty good. Oh. he got so good at it, he had to stop it.
Hall of Fame level.
Ron Springs was pretty good.
He's got a bust.
Ron Springs could throw some tall boys down.
There we go. I feel like Yahtzee might have a bust in the Beer Drinking Hall of Fame somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baldy just goes. We should side by side one day. Baldy's and then Stevens that we'll hear later. Yeah. And he's also like, yeah. Just disappointing.
Baldy was like, that didn't hit.
The best thing is Eric two times trying to get that in there.
I was very persistent.
Let's go to February 16th, 2024. Another honorary nominee. It's a church pastor. He's a toxic pastor. Tells a woman in church the reason why she is single.
It's your fault. It's your fault. A woman should just shut up and look cute and nod your head.
Oh, my God.
It's your fault. Who want me to critique them right now on the spot?
Please, no.
You do it? Come here, right here. Come right here. Now, she said she going to do this, didn't she? Did I call her out? Did she come on herself?
Yeah.
All right, so you need to lose weight.
Get a good bra.
You need to go to Intimates. It's called Intimates. I took my wife. My wife knew nothing about anything. I took my wife knew nothing because she came from a family who didn't know anything.
She was illiterate.
I took my wife to a place that they have. We don't buy bras at Victoria. Not black women that got large breasts.
Wow.
So you need to get your bra made. And it's not that expensive.
What?
No, baby, you get a good bra. It's almost like having a breast lift.
Why did he just sit up there and roast her like that? Get up here. Who wants to be roasted next? Look at your shoes. You decided to wear that today?
You need to lose some weight.
Good God.
Get a good bra.
Wow, man. It's about February 19th, 2024. Tolo Caleb is back with another fan song in the key of Shady.
I'm a Tolo. Hi, y'all. Do you like sports talk? Listen on the radio or watching YouTube with your eyeballs? My wife asks, what's wrong? Why you crying in the bathroom? I just found out Sean has bigger hands than I do. The song might blow up like RJ on a blue chew. My man, Bobby Belt, don't you dare think I'll forget you. He said our quarterback was good enough to win the Super Bowl. Guess what? Dak just threw another big a-hole. Kevin Corey, no, I'm listening every day. Mike hype and Luke until his earpiece screams.
You're calling a Rangers game.
G-Bag on my drive home, traffic's in a rage. It's amazing how Broadus is even awake at this age.
Oh.
Gavin had out of motion for the first time since fifth grade. Eric aggravating Brian might catch headphones to the face. Zach, I want you to know that they should double your pay. P.S. Please vote for me. It's G-Bag of the Day.
I am a
shout out Reggie. If you ain't right, get right with the get right. Yo, Pepe and Lucius. I'm out.
I'm a Tolo.
Good stuff.
That was a good one.
That was good.
Well done, Caleb. So good.
Well done, sir. Well done. Now, we've had these guys in 2024. They were actual G-Bag of the Year nominees then.
Okay.
The SWAC announcers for Mississippi Valley State.
Terry Curry.
We in here. We lit. We lit.
I would do that sometimes randomly in the house. Just like we walking in the kitchen. We in here. We lit.
Got you.
We in here. We lit.
He's on his third drink by the time you start doing
that. Yeah, my wife's like, what the hell are you doing? Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Well, Mississippi Valley State finally won their first basketball game after going 1-27, and they stormed the court.
Andre, that's game! And that will be game!
And that will be game! And that's downfield, that first win!
First
ball, we stormed the court!
And that's first ball in the court!
We're stormed the court! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
That's
a complex!
Yeah.
The Mississippi Valley Delta Devils are currently on a one-game winning streak. With that game, the Panthers will fall to 10-16, 5-10 to swing. The Mississippi Valley Delta Devils will improve to 1-27.
What a senior night.
1-14 to swing. Let's go!
Win led by no one other than Raekwon Brown.
Raekwon Brown. Why, thank you, my guy.
Well, thank you, my guy.
That's awesome.
What a senior night, by the way. I don't know if you heard him.
That was senior night.
What a senior night. What a senior night.
What a senior night.
To 1-27, man. It's
a senior winning streak.
Let's go to April 2nd, 2024. Another honorary G-Bag nominee, Mr. Peyton Russell from the Sean and RJ show. I call it the RJ and Choppy show. Which one of these fools is Chop? Peyton Russell had a song for the Rangers.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
All right, here we go, pal.
Rangers back in action, not again.
Not again.
Yeah, I learned the game from Bruce Bochy. You can never check me. Back to back for the Astros, I didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover with a different weapon. Back to back like I'm Aikman 93 and 94. I mean, whoa. We got Seager, if I forgot to mention. When I look back, I might get mad that I gave the bullpen this much attention. Yeah, but the injuries are weighing on my conscience.
Oh, no.
You left the pitching staff with no options.
Oh, no.
I want to see the Rangers go insane. You're going to make Eovaldi throw outside the frame. Wyatt Langford definitely brings the fame. You're gonna make Chris Young go out of his way. I waited off season for the chance.
Uh-uh.
I drove here listening to Creed on the ramps. I'm not sure what it was that made Astros fans mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all stop. I mean, whoa. Yeah.
Whoa. It's like that guy you played last night.
Yeah.
with the bad song.
Oh, man.
It's becoming more clear why the Rangers suck so bad this year.
Yeah, thanks, Peyton.
Yeah.
Did he hear the beat when he was recording that?
No.
I don't think so.
I think he's tone deaf.
My man was rapping on the three.
Option.
Oh, man.
All right. April 12th, 2024 of last year, honorary. What is this one? Oh, yeah. Man goes to Irving City Council.
Oh, no.
He wants to get betting, gambling, sports gambling legalized here in the state of Texas. He's fighting a good fight, man.
Yeah.
My name is Tiny, and I'm a professional sports gambler. But unfortunately, my career is at a standstill because I got six baby mamas all in the DFW Metroplex. So I can't live in a state that's got legal gambling, and since it will be March Madness, I'm coming up here to beg y'all to make sports gambling legal in the city so I can stack my paper and pay for the illegitimate children.
Yeah.
I know some people think sports betting is risky, but I got an unbeaten system that can put money in all y'all pockets. Seriously. My system is easy. I bet on the blackest and darkest teams in college sports.
Oh, my God.
Because blacker the berry, sweeter the juice, and better the jump shot. I also got a sports betting angle that's foolproof, Since y'all want to let all these transgenders up in the lead,
Jesus,
I became almost a millionaire. And on Leah Thomas's big ass winning all them swimming.
Leah Thomas's big
just
ass.
Just like these transgender swimmers, no. My swimmers are strong. No. That's why I got so many baby mamas.
Okay.
That's my favorite so that far. Is, seven
oh,
in.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievably good.
Oh, my God. Let me scratch that one off. Wow, dog. Somebody knows this man, bro. Shame on you, Phil. Quit letting secrets out like that. All right. April 22nd of 2024, the three-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold told us a story about where he was the night O.J. Simpson went on that slow speed chase in L.A. I called him the three-time Hall of Famer. I remember I called him the two-time Hall of Famer one time. And he said, oh, you know it's three now, right?
Oh, yeah, he wants you to know.
Oh, he's like, you must have forgot. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
The GOAT.
He got me. Yeah, here goes Chris telling the story. I think he's talking about Ahmad Rashad.
Back in the press area, Madison Square Garden, after the chase was about winding up, Robert Kardashian, Kim's dad, and he was representing O.J., he's reading this suicide letter that O.J. had written. And we're all standing in the press room. I'm standing next to Ahmad Rashad. And he's going through this letter saying goodbye to people or whatever. And then all of a sudden, he goes, and my good friend Ahmad Rashad, and the whole room looks at Ahmad Rashad. And Ahmad just looks down to the ground, and then he just walks away and got in a limo and just dissed a f-
Oh,
he just disappeared. I thought, I'm sounding like LeBron.
Let's go.
He just disappeared.
I've misspoken. That is my favorite for 2024 G-Bag of the Year. As I believe that's 8 of the 16. We have Danny Cannell coming up in 5 minutes. So can we do this at 6:20?
Yes, let's go. Absolutely.
Okay, the second half and voting.
The dump.
Okay, so stick around. We have Danny Cannell talking Natty. And then the conclusion of G-Bag of the Year coming up in the 6:20 segment. We're back with you. Here's the G-Bag Nation.
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Jeffrey Dahmer,
Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We're halfway through the G-Bag of the Year nominees. Lucius played the first half back in L.A. Live from 5:40 until 5:55. So if you want to get caught up, you can jump back and listen to those. But right now, it's time to go back into the Pimp Cup for the remaining eight nominees, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Here's LA.
Have you guys tried the microdose sweet lozenges yet that we got in the box?
No, I'm scared of them.
No.
I just threw one of them joints in.
Nice.
This side of my mouth is numb.
Oh, wait, Walter, didn't you try one of those last night?
Yo.
Hey, what's going on with your mic, man?
Walter, turn no mic on. He's got one in his mouth right now.
Because I tried one of those, Lucius.
About 30 minutes ago.
Clearly.
Pop him all day.
Yeah, did you let it sit there and your side of your mouth pause?
No, I didn't let it sit on the side. I kind of just moved it around a little bit like an owl pull.
Okay, that's too much, yeah. All right, yeah. yeah, I got it sitting on the side of my mouth, and it's definitely numb. The description brought it, you know what I'm saying? The description. Smooth. You never can be too safe. I just swished it around in my mouth.
Yeah, no, you're right.
All right, where we last left off for G-Bag of the Year for 2024, it was Chris Arnold telling us where he was the night O.J. Simpson went on his slow-speed chase, and he was next to Ahmad Rashad, and Chris just flat-out cursed on the radio. I don't know why. It was your story. Nobody was rushing you.
Ahmad Rashad just diss a effing peer.
Nobody was rushing. It was your story. All right, anyway, so let's go to May 5th, 2024. Angels manager and our guy here in DFW, Ron Washington. Yeah. Bam. Where did that bam? Squeeze play didn't work out for the Angels with the bases loaded. And he tells a story about it.
You are made. Missed it, but why did you
want to
call for that?
Lefty on lefty. I didn't sink a ball left-hander. I didn't want him to hit into a double play. He can handle the bat. He didn't do the job. It wasn't anything I did wrong. He didn't do the job.
Damn.
Some good at-bats.
I would have rather went to the ninth inning with a 6-6 lead than to went to the ninth inning the way we did. It didn't work out.
Yep. What did you think of some of the at-bats tonight from Seanwell and Harris? Good ones against?
No, very good ones. We fell behind 5-0. We fought back. We tied the ball game. We had a good matchup. Lefty got us. Yeah. End of the game, the home run the lefty hit was the game. We tried to do something to get back in the game. It didn't work in our favor. But other than that, I thought we did a good job of battling and staying in the game, not giving in, and we got beat.
When a pitcher is that wild, does that make it a little tougher to get
the ball? Wow. He was throwing the ball in the strike zone. Why are you making excuses? He was throwing the ball in the strike zone. He did not get the bunt down. Period.
Lefty got us.
Lefty got us. We lost the game.
Cowboys could use some of that.
It is what it is, yeah. Man. We got beat. He didn't get the job done. Yeah. That fool. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah. When I get finished with you, I'm going to go talk to him. All right, let's go to here. June 18th. Man, what was that? That was May 5th, and we had to go all the way to June 18th before we got one.
Had a drought.
We had a drought. Thought it was a drought. Hey. Now the dude's so funky. Hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Stank. Sunday with Red Mefford on 105.3 The Fan. Fan phenom Blake put himself in a blender. He has no idea where he's at on the map.
How close is Denver and Colorado?
What?
Huh?
Huh? What?
What did you just say?
That's marked. That's going to get
yep,
marked.
Yep, thanks for that.
Well, they're saying the Denver Nuggets, and we're Denver is the state, Colorado's the city. And it's the other way around. It's one of the two. It's one of the two. I know it's one of the two. You're not going to get me.
You're not going to get me.
G-Bag of the Day will be tomorrow at 2:30.
Sending that one in now.
Well done, boys. You're not going to get me. I know it's one of the two. I know it. Yeah.
Sending that one in now. All right, let's see where we at. Who want you to be? Okay, it looks like this. Dang. Okay, so that was June. We didn't get active and have another person until October.
Wow.
We didn't get a nominee until October the 3rd, an honorary at that. But it's a good one. Sam Crocker from TikTok, man. I don't know what he's going to do. Well, I guess you just switch to Instagram and everything. Sam Crocker, he impersonates Deion Sanders. I've never heard anyone impersonate Deion Sanders. This is the first time I've ever heard it, and it was the best time.
What do here? Hey, look here, man. I got something for you today, man. See, God put me in the garden. He put me in the garden, man. Well, he said everything here ain't for you.
So good.
What does that mean? Some things you gotta learn not to touch. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Some things you gotta learn how to MC Hammer that thing. See, now it done got personal. Because they said I was an AI voice. Why'd they do that at? Why would I be an AI voice when I could just be me? Somebody tell me.
Somebody tell me.
Why would I do that? I don't work alone. My natural odor is confidence.
My natural odor.
That's really well done.
That's really good. He's got like a little crack in it.
And that was before he even introduced the Travis Hunter. When he took it to another level.
Hunter. So good, bro. October 21st, 2024. We have a new Cowboys diss track in the key of Sexy Red. And superstar out of Killeen, Halle Berry. Halle Berry, Halle Berry. I helped break that song, by the way. Nice. And I want my plaque. I'm thinking about it. I never got my plaque, and I want my damn plaque.
That's plaque worthy.
Yeah, yes. He hits me up. He likes my photos and everything. Send me a plaque, bro. Send me a plaque. I helped you, dog. No, you did all the hard work, fam. You made a great song. But anyway, I think this is Disgruntled Cowboy Fan.
Man, here we go again. This team ain't gonna never win. I'm ashamed to be a fan. Got me lying to my friends. Louis belt straight to ass. Dak cannot complete a pass. CeeDee Lamb been playing trash. Man, how long is this gonna last? Damn. Get it, Jerry. Yeah. Quit it, Jerry. Yeah. Retire, Jerry. Yeah. We gotta fire, yeah. Jerry. Yeah. Boy, you know this team super bad. I ain't lying. No. Every week we taking belt to ass. That bitch is bow, me. That cannot complete a simple pass. Bow, what he trying to do? Man, how long is this bitch gonna last? Who you throwing? Took a 40 ball, beating two times is like a sequence.
Yeah.
Dak, who you throwing to?
He threw it to the defense.
I'm like, Dak, who you throwing it to? He threw it to the ops. I'm like, Dak, you gotta stop. Please. Dak, go to the barbershop. Get that hairline fixed. And maybe you'll stop throwing picks. And maybe CeeDee Lamb will stop being the diva and he'll stop throwing fits. And maybe Mike McCarthy will be on the sideline wearing some clothes that fit. And maybe Jerry Jones just might retire because he owed it.
Damn.
Wow.
Dude.
Bars.
All the ageism.
I felt like
the goal is to get old, y'all.
Yeah. That's a good point.
The goal is to get old. But I get it. All right. Let's see what else we got right here. Yeah. Let's go to November 4th.
Ooh.
KMC Masterpiece has Stephen Jones on, the Cowboys COO. This is Brass. This is basically a billionaire you're talking to. And they're asking about Trayvon Diggs' nuts.
Are you familiar with the incident between Trayvon Diggs and Mike Leslie yesterday? And if so, can you give us any feedback about that?
I'm not aware of that at all.
Okay, so Trayvon Diggs comes out and talks to Mike Leslie while he's still in his pads about a tweet that he sent out asking what Trayvon Diggs was doing, and he said to Mike Leslie, "You don't know ball. You can't do what I can do." Mike Leslie responds, "I'd love to talk to you about it," and Trayvon Diggs walks back into the locker room and says, "You can talk about D's nuts."
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't have anything to say because I don't know about it firsthand, and I can't comment on that.
Okay.
Yeah. That was that point in the season where the last hope had just been sucked out of it.
Yeah, he's nuts. Yeah, that was close to rock bottom right there.
I think it was right after the Niners game.
Higgy was so ready. to fire off that play-by-play, that picture beautifully.
See, okay. All right. Well, let me tell you.
He said, girl, do you have time? Sit down. Let me tell you all about this. Who's next to you? This is between us now. All right. Hold on. Let me vibrate again. My music don't stop. Hey. December 4th, Jay-Z's birthday. We have an honorary. Jerry Jones told a story about mascot Rowdy.
Oh, yeah.
And the Rowdy fan.
That's right.
The Rowdy fan, bro.
Damn, this is epic, too. This is too much.
We're back in Dallas. And the Rowdy van, a Rowdy wagon, is found outside a strip club about 2 in the morning. And, of course, Rowdy basically uses that van for all kinds of birthday parties and all of those kinds of things. And it just is not the place to have it. Well, there it was in the paper, a big shot of the Rowdy van sitting in front of the strip club. So I bring him in, and boy comes in, but he doesn't have his Rowdy outfit on. It's the real boy. And I'm saying, now look, twice I've visited with you about an issue of something like this. And I said, do you understand this is getting old, and I want this stuff to stop. You're just right there on the edge, out of bounds every time I look up. And he looked over at me and he said, Mr. Jones, I'll talk to Rowdy about it. Right there, with no outfit on at all, he says, I'll talk to Rowdy about it. I said, son, first of all, I like to have died. Well, how do you not love somebody that can give you that kind of reply?
Yeah, I feel like Rowdy could win G back in the day for that line.
Yeah, so there's so many things to that that are amazing.
The Rowdy wagon, bro.
Rowdy wagon.
He corrected himself for a second. The Rowdy van. I mean, Rowdy wagon.
No, that's just not the place to have
it. Rowdy wagon is nuts, bro.
Rowdy called it his sin bin.
Woo! Man, that is funny to me. I'm going to circle that one. Hold on. All right. Let's go to December 6th. Another honorary right here. Champions League, CBS Sports, Golazo. Oh. Kate Scott and crew.
Yeah.
They're one of the co-hosts from talking about Brest FC. FC.
Yeah.
I like the sheep.
That's a soccer club, okay?
French soccer club.
That's a soccer club.
Right.
Yeah. We are going to do a segment about Brest. Unfortunately, we do feel that you have consistently proven that you can't stay professional in these segments where we're talking about breasts. So production would like to ask you, are you comfortable with just staying silent whilst we...
Come on, okay, I can do this.
Come on.
No, we really I'm think it's for the best. We think it's for the best.
About it.
Trust me, I know
I'm sorry. No. If you could just agree and we can move on with the segment, please. Thanks. Very much. All right. So after 4 games, who here likes breast?
Yeah.
Like breast? Mm. You do too?
I like the shape of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
No, I do. I mean, you look at the setup from the manager he's got, you know.
I'm interested, how much do you enjoy watching them? Would you pay to watch them?
I have done.
Well, basically, one thing that you can say is you don't have to be big, you can be small and compete.
Mm. That's interesting. Do you think Brest could get exposed tonight?
I hope so.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Yep.
Oh, I guess one of the things you have to wonder is...
What is this nonsense? HR! Wow!
What do you reckon, Mikey? Do you think Barcelona could come a bit quickly for Brest tonight?
My goodness.
Whoa, I think it might have crossed the line.
Stay away from that one,
man. They got scared right there.
That's the one. That's it.
HR! What is this, bullocks?
That's fantastic.
Kate, you're going to take that line.
Yeah, that's for you. All right, let's see here. December 16th. Hey, happy birthday to my sister. That's her birthday right there. We have a G-Bag nominee from Baseball Insider, John Heyman.
Oh, yes.
Can't even believe it.
He fell.
Sold my integrity like that.
Oh, come on, bro. Why you do that? Why'd you just do that? I was on my... Man, come on, bro. I was on my square and you said that.
Can't believe it.
He got so mad. Okay. Let me get focused. Yeah, he felt insulted by WFAN in New York host Keith McPherson's joke. They were saying, like, John Heyman breaks his news stories because he's on the agent's payroll.
How I introduced you. Everybody in baseball knows who you are. So, one, it's a credit to your work, your following, and how.
By the way, I won't be going on with you again. The whole thing has been a disaster.
That's okay.
I can't even believe you said that to question my integrity.
Are you being serious right now?
I'm being serious, yeah.
John.
Asking me if I'm getting a cut because I have a relationship with an agent. That's outrageous. I know you're not a journalist. You don't know anything about this. I know you get you don't, but that's an outrageous comment.
It's Friday night at 8:30, John.
You should know that much.
And I'm not taking this serious.
Goodbye.
John, thank you for joining us.
I can't even believe it.
Thank you, John. Appreciate your time. He's got to get to bed. I did not expect it to go that way.
There it is. 16 up, 16 down here in this G bag.
There's one more.
Okay.
There's one more. There's an honorary.
Oh, no.
December 19th. This is why I think everybody started going on vacations and everything. So you probably didn't see this one in on deck. Maybe you did. Woolchuck and Broadus beefing over Travis Hunter.
Oh, okay. We voted that out of here.
No.
Pretty quick.
Gavin put it in an honorary
That's right.
You got an honorary of that.
It's so fascinating.
Deion Sanders never was a punt returner. Just because we didn't want to play the best corner of all time on special teams to help us score touchdowns and win games because we were scared he was going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Not right? scared at all. Like, I'm just telling you, though, it would be weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It'd be real weird, though, when you put him back there to punt return in week two and then he blows out his knee and then we don't have him the rest of the year. And then we'll talk about, then you could be scared for your job. How about that one?
Okay. Well, if he goes out there
and is
covering a play and tears his ACL, that also sucks.
If you would listen to me, I told you that I have no problem.
I don't see the difference.
I have no problem in the field of play. I have no problem in the field of play. I said that earlier. I'm just telling you, as a returner.
So situationally, you would never put him out there either.
No, the situation is part of being in the field. I'm just telling you, as a returner, I wouldn't do it. I would absolutely, but go
I'm
ahead and do it.
Deion path.
Go ahead and do it though. And if he gets hurt, I'll remind you about it when I'm firing you for doing it.
That's fine.
Hey, okay.
I didn't play like a coward.
Yeah.
And if you want to have the coward attitude, that's why you're not going to win a damn championship.
Coward,
that's fine for me.
I did win a championship. Flexibility. If you remember that?
Yeah.
I do have a Super Bowl ring. Right.
You do.
I did. I was part of this.
You do.
I do.
You were part of that.
I was part of
that. You sure remind all of us that you were part of it.
You know why? Because I'm proud of that.
You should be.
I'm very proud of that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Are you proud of anything? I'm proud of a lot of things.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you good?
Proud
you
of sitting
be.
Here right now.
Good.
Proud
good for
of,
you.
Proud of what we've done here.
Good.
Proud of my daughter at home.
Good for
proud
you.
Proud of my family.
It should be.
Proud of a lot.
Be proud of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I am.
Good. Good.
One of the legendary rants of the year in all of sports radio is our final nominee for the G-Bag of the Year. I mean, my finalist, the Caleb song, the Mississippi Valley State, the CA story, the Sam Crocker Deion impression, Breast FC.
Yeah.
Breast is.
And I think that's going to be my vote. I'm going to stay on brand here in the world of soccer and go with the Breast FC bit there for the G-Bag of the Year.
I have yet to pull out, what are you proud of during the argument? I haven't had a lot of arguments since that, but man, I cannot wait. I got to think about it in the moment. Yeah. What are you proud of, huh?
What are you proud of?
It's a jarring question.
But you can't name things you're proud of. It'll throw you off.
Well, David, I don't really have a Super Bowl to throw out there, Brian.
Damn good little change up right there.
Are you proud of anything?
I didn't want to argue anymore. I just didn't want to argue.
I mean, you told him he'd never win a championship, but he already had. I thought really the
take
was turned
it that way. I baited you for more, and then I was like, well, as soon as I said that probably wasn't the right thing to say. I should have changed it up. But
who else wants to vote? Chief, you have a G-Bag of the Year vote to cast?
I think the Rowdy story might be my vote.
Going into the Rowdy van there with Jerry Jones.
Rowdy wagon.
The wagon, baby. On 105.3 The Fan. Lucius.
Yeah, I got my top three. Jerry Jones, Rowdy wagon story. Chris Arnold with the three-time Hall of Famer situation. And then John Heyman. Can't believe it.
Do you have one individual vote or you want to break them up?
I'll go with Jerry. I'll go with Jerry. There's something wrong with that. That's a hilarious story. I'm proud of every one of those picks.
You should be. You should be.
Wolchuk.
Man, those are great. Rowdy, Brest,
what are you proud of?
CA, Heyman, Blake. Blake, just that is unbelievable. You're not going to get me. You're not going to get me. I'm going to go with Rowdy.
That Blake situation, that's when we thought it was a bit, right?
Yeah.
And then we started to realize it's not a bit.
Never learned. He's doing his best.
That's that Ryan. Man.
It's Jerry.
By a score of 4-1. And once again, your G-Bag of the Year champion. He takes home the Kenny and Quinlan G-Bag of the Year virtual trophy. Salute to everybody for participating, and salute to Kenny.